There's been some recent evidence, rare evidence, actually, on how Jesus died. It's the Roman crucifixion is not Jesus's, but, you know, there's rare evidence of a Roman crucifixion that's been found, which can shed some light on how this whole thing actually happened. So the body of a man buried in northern Italy 2,000 years ago. Excuse me. I got a killer earache. I've had to sleep weird the past few nights because of my knee but anyway, excuse me. Okay, prayers would be appreciated. So the body of a man buried in northern Italy 2,000 years ago shows signs that he died after being nailed to a wooden cross, and the method used for the execution of Jesus is, of course, crucifixion, and it's described in the Bible. Now, although crucifixion was a common form of capital punishment for criminals and slaves in ancient Roman times, the new findings say that this is actually only the second time that a direct archaeological evidence of this type of thing has been found, even though it was really super common. But a new study, of the skeletal remains of the man found near Venice in 2007 reveals a lesion and unhealed fracture on one of the heel bones that suggests his feet had been nailed to the cross. And the researchers from the universities of Ferrara and Florence in Italy say their findings aren't conclusive because of the poor condition of the bones and because the other heel bone is missing, nor have they found evidence that the body was nailed up by the wrists, which, was the common method of Roman crucifixion described in the Bible is used in the execution of Jesus. That's how it's believed it was done. You know, you nail through the wrist so you can hold up the body. And there's still some controversy on that, whether it was the hand or the wrist. And of course, we read hand in English, but in Greek, it can mean something else. So the skeletal remains were found at Gavello, about 25 miles southwest of Venice, during archaeological excavations in preparation for the laying of a pipeline. And the researchers said in their study published online April 12th in the Journal of Archaeological and Anthropological Sciences that this was the case. So unusually for a Roman era burial, the body had been buried directly in the ground instead of being placed in a tomb and without any burial goods. The researchers ran genetic and biological tests on the remains, finding that they were from a man of below average height, slim stature, who was between 30 and 34 years old when he died. The lack of grave goods and the dead man's relatively small build suggests that he might have been an underfed slave who was buried without the regular Roman funeral ceremonies, which was commonly part of the punishment for executed prisoners, the researchers said. So a depressed, unhealed fracture in the heel bone suggested a metal nail had been driven through it from the inside to the outside of the right foot, either directly onto the wood of a cross or into a wooden footrest attached to a cross. So lead study author Emanuela Galdi, who's a medical anthropologist at University of Ferrara, told Live Science, quote, "We found a particular lesion on the right calcaneus or heel bone passing through the entire bone," end quote. So in this research paper, Galdi and her colleagues noted that the Romans had learned of crucifixion from the Carthaginians and used it as a form of capital punishment for almost 1,000 years until Emperor Constantine banned it in the 4th century AD. Roman crucifixions were designed to cause maximum pain for a prolonged period. Victims' feet and wrists were usually nailed to a wooden cross, which would hold them upright while they suffered a slow and agonizing death, often taking several days. And as such, it was usually carried out only for the execution of slaves in Roman society. The bodies were often left on the cross to rot or be eaten by animals, but in some cases they were removed and buried. And regarding the remains from Gavello, there were no signs that the man was nailed up by the wrist. Instead, his arms may have been tied to the cross with ropes, which was also done at the time sometimes. So crucifixions are often described in historical writings from ancient Roman times, including when Roman soldiers executed 6,000 captured slaves after the revolt led by gladiator Spartacus in the 1st century BC. Think about how brutal a crucifixion is. Just think about that. And also think about at the same time how powerful God is. This means of execution was designed to cause the most amount of human suffering possible for the longest amount of time possible. God didn't stop that. God, you know, knowing that he was going to put on the flesh of a man, you know, knowing that he was going to be born into the world as a man, and he was going to have nerve endings and he was going to experience pain, knowing that he was going to endure this horrific execution for all of us. He didn't do anything to make this a less painful death. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. He could have shifted the tides of history to maybe they invent a type of execution like hanging that isn't as bad or something. But no, he let them do it. He let them devise this just wicked and terrible means of executing somebody, this totally inhumane way. He allowed that, knowing he was going to have to endure it himself for all of us. And now we can look back and think, wow, he loves us that much that he allowed himself to be put through that when he's all powerful and he could have stopped it. He could have done it differently and we never would have known. We wouldn't even have had any information to be critical of, but he didn't. And that shows how truly powerful and loving our God is. It's just Jesus is amazing. It's phenomenal. Now, undoubtedly, the most infamous crucifixion, of course, was of Jesus of Nazareth. You know, infamous because it was just a horrific way to die. Famous because it's Jesus and he conquered death afterwards anyway. Now, this, of course, is described in the Bible. It's as taking place in Jerusalem under Roman rule at the beginning of the Christian era between AD 30 and 36, somewhere in that area. Now, no confirmed archaeological evidence of that event has been found, but the biblical accounts of the crucifixion of Jesus, of course, are a core Christian belief, and the cross has been a symbol of Christianity throughout history. The only other time that the remains of a crucifixion victim had been found was in 1968 during an excavation of a Roman-era tomb in Jerusalem, and then those excavations of these tombs, Greek archaeologist Vasilios Zafaris found that a 7-inch long nail had been driven through the heel bone of a man found in one of the tombs. The nail was found in place within the bone attached to a small piece of olive wood, which was part of the wooden cross where the man had been hung to die. So the scientists who studied the recent remains from Gavello said victims of Roman era crucifixions were hard to identify because of the state of the ancient bones and the difficulties of making scientific interpretation of the injuries. Gualdi told Live Science that bones with these types of lesions were more easily fractured, difficult to preserve, hard to recognize, and in addition, the metal crucifixion nails were often salvaged from a body after death and, you know, repurposed or whatever. But the regular burial of human remains at Gavello still presents many questions. So Gualdi is quoted as saying, "We cannot know if he was a prisoner, but the burial marginalization indicates that he probably was an individual deemed dangerous or defamed in the Roman society," end quote. Okay, so interesting stuff. I'd like to know what you think about that. Any time we can learn more about what Jesus did for us, I think is a good thing, and we can get a lot from that. And even just reflecting back on what that time must have been like, it's just phenomenal. Yet, you know, here in our day, if Netflix doesn't work, we get really upset. Or if the internet goes out or something, it's the end of the world.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.